We convened a meeting today that the President chaired. It was held with a group of representatives from various business organizations like BUSA, the BBC, BLSA, the Banking Association, the major insurance companies. And it was to consolidate a single approach to the economy, to ensure that we look after the vulnerable, to ensure that we take into account the needs of consumers and of our people. And what the meeting focused on is we gave a report on the work that government is doing, work that we're doing in monitoring the impact of the global slowdown on our own economy, because we sell goods to other parts of the world. We shared with the business community also the work that we're doing to ensure that there's basic stocks of health products in South Africa, that there are food and other stocks available to our people. We provided information on competition exemptions and price regulations that have been published in the last number of days. We also talked about what we can do to support vulnerable enterprises, particularly small businesses, and reach out to workers that are affected by this. I think what came out of the meeting was excellent ideas, lots of proposals and thoughts that were given, which will now be fed into the Command Council that the President will chair this afternoon. And following all of that, the President will, of course, having reflected on all of this, provide a message to the nation in due course later. Really what the meeting did was it showed enormous convergence of thinking and a real commitment to working together, a belief by the business community and government that we can see our way through, that the difficult times we live through, we can in fact do what is right for our people. And we have got pledges here of support, of collaboration, of cooperation, and that really was what we dealt with. Of course, a lot of the detail, His Excellency the President will be communicating later, and I think the media will understand that these would have covered issues relating to the labor market, to different sectors, and so on. So I wonder if we could perhaps just give an opportunity for some of the business people also.
Definitely. Thank you, Minister Patel. The first representative of business will be Mr. Zungu.
Thank you. The Black Business Council, which was part of this very august meeting, fully appreciates the role that the President and his executive have played in giving confidence to the nation and in dealing with very critical issues. There is no doubt in our minds that the sacrifices that businesses as a whole are making, are continuing to make, and will be expected to make, are fully appreciated by the powers that be. And so as business, we have given a commitment to work with, not only with government, but also with other social partners in making sure that priority number one, we flatten the curve. We're faced with an unprecedented sketch. Let's flatten the curve. Let's honor the social distance protocols. And beyond that, we'll be working together to ameliorate the hazards and the hardships that ordinary working people and ordinary South Africans are experiencing right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Zungu. The next business rep is Mr. Kingston.
Thank you, and thank you, President. We had a very constructive meeting this morning where we shared the work that Business Unity South Africa and all businesses, including BBC, business formations, individual businesses, are doing. We have created an integrated approach. We have offered our support to the President and his executive to work collaboratively with them. We've mobilized very significant resources to look in particular at the impact on healthcare, the labor market, and obviously economic interventions in the immediate short term, in the medium term, and over time, because we recognize that this is going to be with us not just for the next few months, but the ravages of coronavirus is going to be with this country for a long time to come. Therefore, to prepare ourselves not only for the immediate future, about four key interventions taking place thereafter, and we have committed ourselves to working, as I said, on an aligned basis on all key aspects of the economy, particularly mindful of the high levels of unemployment, the need to address SMMEs and township economies, critical supply chains and other such interventions to we can ward off the worst aspects on the economy currently. Thank you very much, Minister.
Thank you, Mr. Kingston. The last speaker from business is Mr. Wainwright.
Thank you. On behalf of the Banking Association of South Africa, we would like to thank the President for the leadership that he has shown to date and continues to show, him and his leadership team, one of which such leadership was the meeting that we hosted today. I think as South Africans, in a time like this, we can be extremely proud and confident in our banking and financial services sector, which is globally recognized around the world for its strength. Our members and the industry is very well positioned to collaborate with businesses, our clients, with governments, with our regulators in helping the nation deal with this crisis that we're facing. We have to date already been working extensively through the various ministries and the regulatory bodies to ensure that we play our role, and it is a critical and significant role that we will play as not just banks but as financial services companies to help our customers and broader society in South Africa in dealing with this crisis. I can assure you we are very well positioned to do this. We are working tirelessly, our members are working tirelessly together with our regulators and the various ministries to ensure that we achieve this. So we express a lot of confidence. Again, we thank the President and his leadership team for the work that has been done to date. And we look forward to working with them over the coming weeks and months. Thank you very much.